We're joined by our guest this evening, great filmmaker, great artist. We're joined by Thomas Bird, probably best known by many of you. He's a Vietnam vet for having produced the award-winning documentary Dear America, Letters Home from Vietnam. Tom, how are you this fine, fine evening?
I'm good, Timothy. Is it Timothy or can I call you Tim?
Just call me Tim. Just call me Tim.
Great.
So
I'm doing great. I really appreciate you having me on your show, and I'm looking forward to our talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now you're a Vietnam vet, and I want to ask you, you know, you're talking to people today, young people today. Now, we've had the Persian Gulf War. We've had Iraq. We've had Afghanistan. We've had a number of little skirmishes in places like Grenada and elsewhere. How do you feel the young people now are thinking about the Vietnam War? Is it even in their minds? Do they have a point of reference? Or do you find when you're talking to young people, you really have to go back and explain it all over again?
Well, you know, I do a lot of work with Iraq and Afghan war veterans. I mentor them in the arts, mostly writing and acting. And that's a generation, a lot of them, their fathers served in Vietnam. So there is a point of reference in that there's a father, there's an uncle, in some cases, maybe a grandparent who served in Vietnam. And then very similar to my experience with my father, who was a World War II veteran, there's this sense of wanting to emulate them. And one of the ways you do that is through serving in the military and going to war. At that point, the Iraq and Afghan veterans looked up to the Vietnam veteran because we went through so much stuff, both in the war and when we came home, being, say, warmly received, that they looked up at us. They looked up at us as, you know, role models or heroes. And then, sadly, as their wars turned into wars other than the ones they thought they had committed their lives to and were willing to die in, they started to identify with us on another level. And it's quite an experience because, you know, we always hope that they will have a better experience than we did. And for the most part, a lot of them aren't having that good experience. And in the post-war years, and they're relating more to us as the years go on. Now, beyond that, the most you can do is hopefully educate people through, you know, the arts as to what Vietnam was or what the Persian Gulf War was or what the, you know, the invasion of Grenada was all about.
Tom, this is Dave, and I just want to clear up something about the war in Vietnam. I have been ridiculed on this show for saying this, but I would just like to clear the air for all the people who don't understand. The United States military did not lose the Vietnam War. Is that a correct statement?
You know, we didn't win it.
Well, we didn't lose it.
It was like a soccer match. It was a draw.
There was a peace. There was a Paris Peace Accords. The war was over. The military left. Right?
There was a lot to be said. There's a lot of talk about how we fought the war with our hands tied behind our back, or at least one hand tied behind our back. When in actual terms, we dropped more bomb tonnage on Vietnam than we dropped in all of World War II. So there was this sense that we really did do a lot of destruction. We didn't hold back when it came to bomb tonnage. And we just probably, the war was fought on the wrong terms. Instead of occupying land and holding land, they were bogged down in this war of attrition, body counts. We're gonna kill more of them than they can tolerate. And it was the wrong strategy.
Yeah,
the wrong strategy.
Yeah, it was a bloody mess in a lot of ways. But it was fought to a peace treaty.
There was a peace treaty in Paris.
There was a peace treaty. Yeah, the military fought to a peace treaty and then withdrew. And it was after all of that that the North invaded the South and took over the country.
Actually, the terms of the Paris Peace Treaty state that the Kissinger, who accepted the Nobel Prize for that, while his counterpart refused to accept it because I think he knew that it really wasn't a peace deal. They, the terms of the Paris Peace Treaty allowed the North Vietnamese who were in areas of South Vietnam to stay in those areas. Hmm. They didn't have to retreat to the north. And, you know, over time, they violated the peace treaty by expanding beyond the areas that they occupied. And they just, without American support for the South Vietnamese, they overwhelmed the South and won the war. It wasn't a very good peace treaty.
Well, they won the post-war. Right. They did not overwhelm and defeat the United States military.
No, I can't say that they did.
Right, okay.
I think
there's a perception among many that they did.
Right, but we were the world's only superpower of any size, and they were a very small, underarmed, developing nation.
Yeah, I think the thing is the perception of us losing comes from the fact that how did we not win when we're the United States?
Absolutely.
We didn't fight a counterinsurgency.
Had the jets. We had the napalm. We had the, you know, we had the...
Right, but that's not how you fight guerrillas.
We had the napalm, Dave.
We had the napalm.
And it smelled good in the morning.
Which gave us that line, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I've got to ask you, Tom, in addition to your background in Vietnam, you're involved in a great new project here called Bearing Witness. What can you tell our listeners about that?
Well, it's a long worked on father-son story. My father was a World War II veteran, was a field surgeon, was up in Attu in the Aleutian Islands when they were driving the Japanese off American soil. He then went over to Europe and served in the Third Army under Patton. Was at the Battle of the Bulge, and at the end of the war, he was part of the liberating forces of a Nazi death camp in Austria called Mauthausen. I grew up as a kid just in awe of all of that experience he had. You know, I went to Vietnam, and we had a hard time after I came back from Vietnam because I had a lot of anger. I had a lot of troubles after the war, and you know, he and I kind of separated for a long time, and then you know, we came back together. He made an offering of peace to me, and I gradually came back into his life. And it's a story about a father-son struggle, and it's also a story set at a concentration camp in Austria, Mauthausen, which I visited back in the early 2000s to pay respect to his time there and to bear witness to what happened at Mauthausen. It's a very emotional story. Audiences are responding to it very well. And
Sounds like an amazing, amazing play. Can you give our listeners a little bit of detail where it's playing, when it's playing, how they can get tickets?
It's playing at the Odyssey Theater. You can go to odysseytheater.com and order tickets online. We're only going to be running for two more weeks. So if it sounds interesting to you, please move on getting tickets right away. But I want to say this, after all the time in World War II, 4 years operating on wounded soldiers,
right,
seeing the opposite end of the war that I fought, the thing that stayed with him till his dying days was what he witnessed in the concentration camp.
Absolutely.
And it's quite a story that he witnessed, and it's one that I've met other World War II veterans who helped liberate the camps, and after all the battles, after all the combat, it's the insanity, the inhumanity they witnessed in the camps that stayed with them till their dying days. So,
well, thank you for doing this, because it really is so important that, you know, as all the decades pass since World War II, that people like you continue to tell this story. So thank you.
Yeah, well, it's bearing witness, and I was his witness in my family to what he experienced in the camps. For some reason, he chose me as the one to, you know, share some stories with, and, you know, bring me in on what he went through in the camps. And
absolutely. And since there are so few of those people, they're less and less in number year in and year out. It's great that those stories have now passed on to another generation, but it's not someone distant from the concept of war. War is hell, and you've got war experience and military experience just like your father. But being able to tell that unique story about those camps and what it was like after that long and bloody and brutal war to stumble upon them and really see the level of misery and death and destruction there, that it sounds like it's going to be an amazing play. I want to thank you so much, Tom Bird, Vietnam vet, producer, director. I want to thank you so much for being part
of
the
band. Thank you very much for having me, Tim.
Friends and neighbors, we're going to take a short commercial